So you have to burn all of your limbs off. I have to get in a horrible car accident. And then we would maybe match each
Yeah.
other.
So we have that to look forward to, listeners.
Knock on wood, it doesn't happen. Hi, and welcome to Rest to Meet You, and where two comedian friends try to be funny. A podcast where two comedian friends try to be funny.
Close enough. Close enough, people. I'm your host, Nigel Ung.
And I'm your host, Evelyn Mock.
Yes, to be fair, you're changing up the intros a bit, so Evelyn's a bit flustered.
I'm very flustered today. And I also got flustered because I saw you do this. And I was like, what kind of dance move is that?
It's a good dance move where you're fixing the chair and you need to stay in frame.
But
But
like this.
you can't move your trunk, your core, your body.
You look like
So
a
you can.
parent who's trying to like groove.
Yeah,
You're like,
that's the vibe. That
hey,
was what I was
kids.
going for. Hey kids, you know that meme with the guy, the Steve Buscemi, the skateboard?
Oh
That
yeah.
meme. That's
Hi,
the vibe
young
I was
people.
going for.
That's from 30 Rock. It's so funny.
Great.
Ugh.
You just did Mock the Week.
I did Mock the Week.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you.
For the foreign, the not foreign, the listeners not from the UK.
Not from the UK. It's a British panel show
Yes.
that's on BBC. That's been a very long running one, and it was fun. And so many thank you so much for all your congratulations or like good lucks, because the last week's episode came out yesterday, which was the day I recorded. And Nigel asked people to wish me good luck, and people did, but not as many as I thought it would be, Nigel.
Well, how many do you expect, first of all? What is this
I
entitlement?
thought my inbox was gonna like just be like flooded with DMs like good luck. No, I'm kidding.
No,
Thank
okay,
you. It was
well,
very nice.
also the podcast just got out. Not everybody listens to it on the first day
That's
it gets
true.
published.
That's true.
You know? And most people
That's
don't even know
true.
what Walk the Week is, given how international our audience is. So they might
Yeah,
think,
that's true.
yeah, whatever. Do your little
Yeah.
cutesy panel show.
Yeah. They'd know more if I went on, like, if I was in a K-drama or something.
Yeah. Or if you do like YouTube, if you're in the YouTube world, you know, oh, I'm going on
Yeah.
Logan Paul's podcast.
Oh my
Yeah.
God.
Oh my God. Congrats,
You want to go on
Evelyn.
Logan
Oh
Paul's
yeah, I would love
podcast?
to go on Impulsive. Logan, let me know.
Have him on and you guys can
Yeah, we'll
talk.
chat everything, man. I love your work, you know. Or,
Oh
you know,
my
if David
God.
Dobrik invites me to be part of
Oh
the
my
vlog
God.
squad. Yeah, I'll be part of the vlog squad. Uncle Roger can be part of the vlog squad. You know? What's that? Is that the sound of dick sucking? Is that
No,
what you're trying to?
it's kissing butt.
Oh, I thought that was what you thought a blowjob was.
No, but blowjob's like, isn't it?
Depends how big the dick is and depends on the skill of the women. You know?
What's yours? Yours is just
Mine is like,
quiet. It's
where is
just
it?
quiet.
Where is it?
Yeah,
We
it's
talked
just
about
quiet.
this.
Just.
No. So I like to think mine can choke people, you know? And then they have a tear run down their eyes, you know?
Oh my God.
I would like to think that. In my fantasy world,
In your fantasy
that's the
world.
sound of, you know, when I get a blowjob. What happens, you know, to the other person. In my fantasy world. And then sometimes I Heimlich them, you know?
My vagina's like, hello, hello, hello. Self-roast.
Hey! You have to blow out that layer of dust first. Woof! What is this? You know how Indiana Jones finds like old treasure and then he has to like just kind of dust through the cobwebs.
No, he has to replace. He has to replace. He has to take some. When he takes something out, he has to replace it with the other thing. I don't know what he would take out for. He has to replace it.
It's okay. You'll find a use for a vagina soon, Evelyn. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it's not the last time. 8 years ago wasn't the last time you had
Eight
sex,
years
okay?
ago.
That's gonna be more. I can
I've
see
seen
it.
People in between, yes.
Yes, but you never. You sometimes don't fuck them. So you know,
True.
I.
True.
I am a fortune teller for pussies, and I can tell that their pussy is gonna get some action soon. That's my.
Like,
I'm a
you know
pussy
what I'm
sidekick.
Like,
I'm a pussy sidekick.
Like the Chinese, you know, like Chinese parents when they go to like a fortune teller.
Yeah.
And then when they're pregnant, then, they're like, what's my child going to be like?
And he's like, give me a second. Let me talk to the deities. I sense greatness. I sense greatness from your groin area. It's going to be wet. It's going to be very rainy.
Ew!
In a month.
Ew.
It's going to be a full crop. It's going to be a good harvest this year. I'm the pussy psychic, people. That's my new character.
The pussy psychic.
This guy tells you when you're going to next get laid. It's a good sketch, right?
It is a funny sketch.
If you're a guy, okay, yeah. or a dick psychic, whatever. When are you going
to
next
really
get laid?
It's really funny because yeah. It's like it's totally like just two women who go to a psychic and they're like, can you just tell me? And then it's like, yeah.
And then.
Oh.
People need to watch the video for this one because I'm acting out like what monks do.
Just like the incense and everything.
The joss stick, you know, yeah. Is praying.
You will get dick
yes.
On the fourth day of the next solstice. Make sure you're shaved.
All right, they're taking notes. Oh, fourth day, okay. Oh, okay.
And if you're menstruating, put out a blanket.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And then you can ask for the questions. Is it going to be a big dick or a small dick? And then she goes, okay, 1 second. Oh, it's going to be big. High five. Then she high fives all her girlfriends, you know.
The spirits are sending me the sound. I hear choking.
Try anal too. You know?
No.
Why? If you want to keep that man, you have to give him some anal.
You know what? I'm gonna share a story from another podcast. That's. And okay. So Fern Brady and Allison Spittle, mm-hmm. A shout out to their podcast Wheel of Misfortune. It's
no, don't
funny.
Plug it. Just say your comic friends.
No.
Just say that.
I've been on it. You can find my episode.
No, don't listen to it. It's bad. It's bad.
It's
cut
really
this.
Funny.
Cut this. It's good.
But one of they have like listeners who send in voice notes mm-hmm. to them. And one of the listeners sent in a voice note and he's gay. And he said that he had sex with his boyfriend. And one time they had sex. And he pulled out his penis, and there was poop on the penis, and like just like a piece of corn at the top. And I was like, ah! That's the grossest thing I've heard.
I guess it depends if you like corn or not, right?
Nigel!
Sensei, is that dick gonna have some corn on it?
Okay.
Let me talk to the spirits. Oh, it's not corn, but some other vegetable. That's going to have asparagus.
Oh my gosh, should we get our listeners to send in voice notes as well?
For what?
Just like telling us stuff? I don't know. Should we have some?
Sure, yeah. You can plow through them. Listen to them.
Yeah, send us voice notes.
Because most people suck at leaving voice notes.
They do suck
You know,
at leaving
it's not very information dense. It takes a minute to get anywhere.
Yeah, that's
you know?
True. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
But we're gonna write a sketch, Pussy Psychic.
Pussy Psychic.
You know, for the divorced women who haven't gotten laid in a long time, and she's like, "Is this my last? Was Joel my last love making session? I don't know.
Joel.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of a name.
That's
okay.
The worst name.
And then you go to the Pussy Psychic, and they're like, "Oh, unfortunately, that was your last. So sew it up." Sew it up, bitch.
Sew it up.
Yeah. Then she can live her life. She can be like, okay, no more men. I'm just going to travel. You
know? I'm just going to travel.
Yeah. Because
she
the pussy psychic.
She needs to sew up her vagina so she can travel.
Not sew up, but you know what I mean. You don't hold up hope for much longer. You know what I mean? Imagine if you went to see a pussy psychic and they're like, sorry, Evelyn, it's not in the cards. You're never going to ever get laid again. How would you change your life?
It wouldn't change much. It wouldn't change
anyway,
at all.
Thank you, pussy psychic, as expected. Great. Thank you. Here's
just
a donation.
To check everything's on track.
Yeah.
Thank you, pussy psychic. I mean, speaking of that, Oh gosh. Okay. Well, back to Mock the Week.
How did it go? Sorry, we got a bit distracted there.
With the pussy psychic.
Yeah, but I want to make that sketch.
Yeah, that's.
I'm
a
gonna
great
play
sketch.
It a pussy psychic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It'd be funny if it's a guy.
Yeah, yeah, it is funny, especially an Asian man. Incense and all of this stuff. Yeah, it was really fun. It was tough as well, because the thing is, like, I felt like I overprepared. Because they send you a pack on Thursday before the weekend so you can write. And then they send you a final pack on Monday and then you record on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a topical news show, people.
It's a topical news show. And so it's like you're just in it for like 5 days and you sit and write. And I felt like I overprepared when I got there. And then when the show started, I'm like, I underprepared. Like, because you just realize how... And also because you're doing it with all of these people who've done it a billion times. They're so skilled.
Yeah.
And you have to really... Everybody was so lovely. Everybody was really supportive. And they wished me luck and everything. And it was really, really lovely. But it was definitely... Like, it's a skill. Those panel shows are a skill.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, you fight for your time on screen. And you fight for, like, saying things. And then you're going to have jokes that land. You're going to have jokes that don't land.
That was my advice to you, right? My little pep talk.
Actually, I have to show people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody wished me luck. Everybody was like, oh, good luck on the show. Good luck on the show. You're going to do well. Break a leg, blah, blah, blah. And then I get a message from Nigel that just says...
some of your jokes are going to bomb. Don't lose confidence.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that is good advice.
It's the most Asian way of wishing me luck. It's the most Asian way.
Is it
way.
Not the exact thing you had to do?
Yes, it's the exact... I mean, was the best. It was the best because it was like... It was a reality check.
Would you rather me... I have said, you're going to do great, girl. Go for it.
Fire emoji, fire emoji.
Yeah, fuck that. I've done it. And I know what happens. You bomb a lot.
Yeah,
like, don't let the bomb get to you. Just move on. Just don't think about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was, I mean, it was great advice, but it was so funny because I'm like, this is the most Asian way of wishing me luck for a show.
I mean, by Asian, do you mean useful? Do you mean practical? Do you mean, by Asian, do you mean the best advice? If you mean that, then yeah, you're correct. Yeah.
Asian, I mean the most, like, just stripped down, like, most, like, pragmatic way of like, wishing advice or wishing
Well,
luck.
I prefer the term effective good. Than pragmatic.
It's okay, effective. It was effective.
Thank you. Thank you. Some credit where credit's due. I give good advice and people are like, oh, so Asian. Where's my credit?
What, you want credit?
Well, I'm like, well, Nigel, advice really worked. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I won't give credit to the guys, the writers who helped me and all of that stuff. I'll give credit to the one advice that you sent on WhatsApp a few hours before the recording.
It was useful.
Not even
anyone
like,
else
hey.
Tell you that? Did anyone else tell you that? Everybody's like, you got this, girl. You got this. Good luck. Platitudes.
I have to tell you.
What?
My driver. So they sent you a driver to pick you up.
Okay.
And my
okay.
driver was named Derek. Shout out Derek if you ever get to hear this. He was this lovely Jamaican man. And like he was. So the thing is I got in and I'm like, oh, do we have time to just stop at the Wasabi that's nearby here so that I could just run in and get it? And he's like, oh, and he looked it up on the GPS and he's like, oh, it says it takes 8 minutes to get there. I'm like, oh, you know what? Fine. Let's go. Let's go. And he was like, no, no, no. I got you, girl. I got you. And like, apparently it's a really common phrase in Jamaica. He kept saying it. He was like, I got you, girl. I got you. And then he got me to the Wasabi. I got the food and then I got in and he was like, yeah, see, girl, I got you. And then we drive and we talk and he was like, yeah. And what are you going to do? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to go film this thing. And blah, 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 and I'm a bit nervous. He's like, no, you got this, girl. You got this. It's like the best pep talk. And he was so lovely. And I would say thank you. And he was like, thank you more. Thank you more. Which maybe is a Jamaican expression as well.
Who are these amazing cab drivers? Because when I take Ubers, it's like the most annoying talking on the phone, which is bad. Or they try to talk to me. I'm like, just drive. I have headphones on. I don't want to talk to you.
Derek talked to me, and I responded.
But he also brought you to Wasabi for free.
What do you...
Right?
Yeah. Or what do you mean?
So he was a nice driver. He was a nice driver.
He was super nice. Oh, you mean like that? Like,
yeah. Well, some of these Uber drivers, man. I have hay fever. And in the UK, when they drive, they don't turn on the aircon. If it's hot, they just roll the windows down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, some people, I'm like, oh, sorry, I have hay fever. Do you mind rolling the windows up and turning the air conditioning? And some of them are like, no, it doesn't work.
Really?
Yeah, fuck you. I want someone like your nice drivers.
I think, Nigel, we all attract the drivers that we, the energy we put out in the world attract the drivers we get back.
Listen, you got sent the car and it's like,
exactly.
Yeah. But that's not your own doing. You're just doing the show. So they sent you a car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which don't make it sound like you always get the best drivers. I take Ubers every day. And Nigel, I only attract the best, you know, and I only take Uber Lux. So maybe you, instead of Uber X, maybe you can work hard to overcome your poverty and take some Uber Blacks, Uber Execs instead.
That's what I'm saying. You see, so you get the drivers you deserve.
Well, you don't you take the bus, you know?
I take the bus and all my bus drivers are really nice.
When you take a bus, the driver is not your problem. It's the passengers that you have to look out for.
Yeah.
It's the crazies with the big shopping bags. This, always have the bigger shopping bags for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, where are you going? Why are you shopping? You need therapy, not eggs. Okay?
It's so funny. It's like, and now when it's so hot as well, so, like London is so, so warm.
Yeah.
It stinks.
On the bus.
Everybody's body odor. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
on, like,
true.
On the train, on the bus. It's like, you're like, oh my God, this is awful. It's the worst.
You get the method of transportation you deserve.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you do. And yesterday it was Derek. But he was so lovely. And I was like, I feel so, like, he was just like so fatherly and like, you got this, girl. You got this. I was like, am I in a movie? It was so sweet. But yeah. And it was lovely. But yeah. Like, Mock the Week is lovely. It's definitely a skill that you have to learn. And I just hope that I did well enough that they'll have me back. Because now that I've done it once, I'm like, okay, I want to go back and do it again and do it better.
Yeah.
So
good goals.
I would hope. Yeah. It was fun.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see it. It's going to come out on Friday. Well,
no, this Thursday.
Thursday.
Tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, okay. I probably won't watch it. But... I will watch clips.
You
probably make clips, right? I'll watch the clips.
Yeah. The stand-up went very well. Luckily, I did the stand-up and it went well. So I'm
The same bits from 10 years ago? Let me tell you a bit about myself. I'm a plus-size Chinese Swedish.
That bit is only 2 years old.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
No, I saw you do it when your first Edinburgh. Old. I overflow with identity, and
was
it's
it
a
my
cup
first Edinburgh?
Nobody wants to drink out of. Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's
then.
Like 2017. Yeah, at least 4 years old.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it is.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm glad it went well, but for a four-year-old bit, it better fucking go well. Okay?
They wanted me to do.
Can I shame you based on that? Can we, like, bit shame people?
Yes, you can bit shame me. But not in front of other comics, though.
Really?
It makes me feel really self-conscious.
Well, write more then.
I am!
Yeah. It's okay to feel self-conscious in front of other people. It's not a bad thing.
It kind of inhibits you a little. It inhibits me.
Okay. I'll try my best.
You can make fun of me privately. You can.
But where's the fun in that?
Where's the
fun in that? The public humiliation is where, like, the fun appears, isn't it?
The YouTube comments are right. You are a bully.
Yeah, sometimes. I'm a funny bully. It's funny.
Is it funny?
You're laughing. The audience will probably be laughing.
I'm just laughing to neutralize the situation again.
Please. Sometimes that's why we laugh, you know? Sometimes that's why we laugh. No, it's okay. Write at your own pace, okay?
Oh, actually, I have to bring up another thing. Another bit of, like, I asked Nigel for some help again. Like, because before the weekend, I had to record... I have to record an audio thing in Mandarin.
Oh, yeah, I know the story. Yes.
And so basically, Audible has a drama. They mm-hmm. asked me to come in and record this part. And all it was like, my agents were like, oh, can you do Mandarin? I'm like, yeah, my Mandarin is pretty decent. And then I get the thing that I'm going to record, and I'm like, ooh, well, I don't think it's that decent.
Yo, Mandarin's not decent. I don't know in what world you're living in. Or you think your Mandarin's decent. I think my Mandarin's somewhat okay and very mediocre, and that's me.
Okay.
You can't...
Okay, maybe it's not decent, but I can, like, order stuff
so
sometimes.
You just... Okay. That's not decent.
Yeah, maybe it's not decent. That's not decent. It's not decent. Yeah, you're right, actually. It's not decent.
So you basically you got the role by lying and displacing someone who's more well-suited. Well, so you whitewashed a role.
No. Okay, well... Okay.
Sorry, let's finish the story. Sorry.
Yeah. So the thing is, like, I put this chunk into Google Translate and then listened to it. I was like, this sounds too complicated. I have to ask somebody who's a Mandarin speaker. And then I asked Nigel, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do this in Mandarin. Can you like, help me translate? And also, I found out that day, because I hadn't looked at a script, that it was Singaporean. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, no. And then you were like, yeah, okay, I'll do it. Like, people speak in Singapore. And then you send back this clip, and it's like, you spoke twice as fast than Google Translate.
Yeah, because nobody speaks like Google Translate.
Yeah, I know, but like the point was that I needed to listen to learn it, like to understand it, kind of.
Well, I'm trying to show you how an actor would act it out,
yeah.
How the accent would work.
So Google did it really slowly and really like articulate and all of that stuff. And I still found it a bit like tricky. And so I sent it to Nigel and asked him, and this is how Nigel did it.
So it's like a real estate agent trying to convince people to buy the place, you know? So
yeah.
Google Translate, we'll play the clip.
我的意思是不会影响到个人隐私吧? 好的,谢谢.
And then me, 我的意思是不会影响到个人的隐私吧? 好的,谢谢. Right?
So quick! It was so quick!
Yeah, that's how people would talk. Nobody will gonna go, 我的意思是不会影响到一个人的隐私吧? Right?
That's how I wanted it. That's how I needed it so that I could listen and learn it. Because now it was just like, 我的意思是不会影响到一个人的隐私吧? And I was like, okay, back to Google Translate.
Sorry. Well, I'm sorry that, you know, you weren't qualified for the job. Why am I getting blamed? Because you accepted a job you weren't qualified for. As someone who like fights for diversity in this industry, I find it appalling and very hypocritical.
Oh my god!
Like, I don't care about, you know, my stance on diversity is as long as you make the best product. If you need diversity to make the best movie or best audio drama, go for it. If you need an all white cast to make the best thing, go for that. Clearly, this wasn't it. This wasn't. If I listen to this audio drama, I'll be taken out of the inside. Who the fuck is? They filmed this where? The UK, and they couldn't find a Singaporean guy?
I know.
Who is this actor so desperate for a little bit of cash?
Oh my god.
That she thinks, I'm desperate. Oh, yeah, I can speak Chinese. Yeah.
It wasn't. I just, like, honestly, when I found out, like, oh, it's somebody who's Singaporean, I was like, oh no, I should have said no.
Yeah.
I should have said no. Because the thing is, I did it, but with my own accent. I didn't do a Singapore accent.
Well,
and then
I think in the future, if there's any project that requires you to speak Mandarin or Cantonese, you should just say no.
Yeah, well, you know? The thing is, we ended up doing it in Cantonese.
Okay.
Because I was like, when we were in the studio, I was like, I just have to listen to the Mandarin and I'll repeat it. And they were like, okay. And then it was so bad that they were like, are you more comfortable with Cantonese? And I was like, yeah. And so I got my cousin to translate and then I did it in Cantonese. So that was fine.
I mean, it was too bad.
It was still like, you know, it's still like a four, like I still have like the twang of like an ABC or something or BBC speaking Cantonese. You didn't hear the Cantonese.
I've heard you speak Cantonese.
We actually had a YouTube comment that said, Evelyn, for somebody who's born out of Hong Kong, your Cantonese is decent.
She's judging me with a very different yardstick. In KL, we are very good at Cantonese. And I'm not because I went to a Chinese school where they didn't let you speak any sort of dialect.
How can you be better at Cantonese in KL than in Hong Kong?
I don't know. We're not better. It's we're fluent. How? What do you mean?
The person was from Hong Kong who said that comment.
What do you mean, how can you be better at Cantonese? It's not a, it's a language thing. That's like saying, how can you be better at Spanish in Mexico than Spain? It's like slightly different, but they're both proficient.
No, I mean that you're like, oh, she's judging you with a very different yardstick.
Yeah. She's judging you from a Swedish yardstick. She's saying, for someone who grew up outside of Hong Kong, you speak decent Cantonese. But if you grew up in Hong Kong with that Cantonese, you'd be like Down syndrome level proficiency.
Oh, come on!
Like, listen, I'm not lying.
Come on, I've heard Nigel.
You did an audition. You did a self-tape in front of me in Cantonese. And I was just listening. I was like, oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. So, but that was because I didn't really understand the full, I hadn't learned the full script because it was quite a complicated script.
Well, yeah, but it's also your pronunciation of the words and how you phrase things.
It's okay.
No, it's not. Oh my God.
You're
I can't believe
so
I have to tell you
harsh.
This. Well, do you want to create good art? In any film, if they casted a Cantonese-speaking character and they casted you, I would be taken out of it. I would be like, what the fuck? Who is... They couldn't find anyone better? It's like when I see Michelle Yeoh trying to speak Mandarin in films, I get taken out of it too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's bad. It's really bad.
Yeah.
And white people don't know it. Sure, they don't know. But Asian people who watch it will be like, ugh, we'll get taken out of it. No
question.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm in the future continuing. If they want somebody who speaks, you know, like a native... then I should say no. But if it's like, oh, it's a lady living in the West.
They kind of want
Cantonese.
A lady from Sweden who spoke a bit of Cantonese to her parents, but then stopped practicing it because she was ashamed of her culture and now speaks Cantonese like a banana. Wow, that if they cast that specific a character, that is your role.
You're
that is perfect for
dick.
You.
You're such a dick.
But any other character, yeah. I know British people who speak decent Cantonese. Yeah, British actors, you know.
Who've lived there?
No, they grew up here, but they spoke decently. Yeah, they grew up here, maybe
like
lived there a bit.
Chinese.
Some kind of
Chinese. Like, they are Chinese.
Yeah, they are British-born Chinese.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So, you know, and they're unemployed too. So give them a chance, Evelyn.
No, but it's true. I'm going to say no to Mandarin stuff. Yeah. And like, unless,
or you could always learn it.
Yeah, that was what I was thinking. I was like, maybe I should invest in learning Mandarin.
Yeah, learn or I think it's better if you learn like Cantonese or Mandarin than Korean. Well, I think it's more useful if you learn like Cantonese because you probably get casted as someone from Hong Kong or first generation Hong Kong immigrant in the future, right?
Yeah,
in your acting work. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I wouldn't I guess it's like I'll try to be like if they cast for people who are first generation immigrants? If they cast for people who are, you know, like born and raised in a Western country.
Yeah, first gen, yeah.
Yeah, and then can speak Cantonese. That's fine. What I have now is fine.
Okay, I'll begrudgingly accept that. Like Awkwafina in The Farewell.
Yes,
she kinda,
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think for that film, it shows the difference in generation and culture. So, okay, in context.
Yes, in context. But if it's like I get cast as like they want me to be this like Chinese person, then okay, I will try to say no.
Okay. But if you need the money, say yes.
Yeah, if I need money.
Yeah, if I need the money.
Yes. Yeah.
All that being said, if you need the money, say yes.
Yeah. And Nigel, and then you can roast me if you want. Roast me like Uncle Robin.
No, I only roast you if you don't need the money, which I know you don't. You know? And then, if you need the money, take anything. Whitewash anything. Do blackface if you need the money. I don't care.
Oh my God.
Feeding yourself, feeding your family is more important than, you know, it's worth.
Than morals.
Than having your children go hungry. Well, so if you need the money, I actually will praise you. If you need the money, I'll be like, ha ha, yeah, high five. You found a hack in the system. But because you don't need the money, I'm like, oh, what a hypocrite.
Well, you know what? When I was there, there was a Singaporean guy, or he was Malaysian. Mm-hmm. He was from, I can't remember which part he was from, but he was Malaysian. But he only spoke English and a little bit of Malay.
Oh,
and so
not everybody speaks Mandarin.
He didn't do Mandarin, and he was also like, I was like, then how have you guys not been able to find a Malaysian person or a Singaporean person in the UK who speaks Mandarin? And I was like, what about Nigel? And they were like, oh, we don't want to ask him because he's so big. Blah blah blah.
I'm like, and they're right.
I'm like,
they're
come
right.
on. I know him. He's just sitting at home right now.
Wow.
You want me to call him?
That's very offensive. I lead a busy life.
Uh-huh.
I'm probably at a restaurant, okay? I'm probably eating at a restaurant somewhere. Okay, probably on a date somewhere.
I was texting you at the time.
What was I doing yesterday? I don't remember. I was doing something, editing or something.
You were doing something.
Yeah.
But it was so funny because I was like...
But thank you, Audible people. I like you guys now. I am too big. I am too big. You think you can just slide into my DMs and get you to be part of your production? And try to speak some Mandarin words? No.
But they tried. They tried, didn't they?
They did. No, I couldn't do it because I think they planned to do it like yesterday.
Yeah.
But I had some editing, some work, some stuff I have to... Yeah, some work. Random shit.
Yeah.
But I was home. Yeah.
But it was very funny because I was like, yeah, go ahead. Try Nigel. I knew you were going to say no. But I was like, yeah, do it.
It's okay. Next time if you have a lead role, and I might consider, you know, let me know. Just give me more notice. They just gave me half a day's notice. Oh, tomorrow morning, come in.
It's too much.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
Okay, yeah. That's good. You're working a lot. That's good.
Yeah.
Listeners, we recently recorded a Freaky Friday episode where Evelyn and I switch personalities. You know, so Evelyn became the one who doesn't know how to hold space. Okay. And it was really funny. We thought it was going to be very funny, but it ended up pretty funny, I think. I listened to it. It was funny.
Okay.
A lot of the commenters, our fans said it was funny.
Yeah.
And that's only available on our Patreon. So go to patreon.com/risetomeetyoupod.
Nigel wears my headband and I quiffed my hair.
Yeah, I look fabulous in it, you know? Evelyn looks like a middle-aged lesbian.
I do. Because I put on your Uncle Zio Rogero outfit. Yeah. I put on Nigel's Zio Rogero outfit, which is like a vest and a flat cap, and I just look like a lesbian.
Yeah. So our Freaky Friday episode is the Patreon exclusive episode for June. And if you don't know, Patreon is this place where you can support your favorite creators by donating to the monthly directly. And this podcast wouldn't exist without our support from Patreon. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go check it out. Link in the description.
Bye. Should I say bye? I don't know.
I saw there's a very nice listener comment that we got on one of our YouTube videos. And I think it describes our dynamic very well.
What does it say?
So this is from Darian the Aster. Every week, it's Nigel posing as the captain of a nuclear submarine who's desperate to cause World War III. And Evelyn is his valiant and honorable second-in-command striving to prevent a nuclear holocaust. It's like a Tom Clancy novel, but with far more laughs.
See, I saw that. I saw that. And I was like, yes, that's correct.
Yeah. That's why it's funny.
So basically,
imagine if you're both like reasonable people. How boring would that be?
Well, I have to be reasonable. Like, basically, you're Michael Scott and I'm Pam Beasley. It's an Office reference. But
I got it. I think we should update our description
to that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
captain of a nuclear submarine while Evelyn tries her best to prevent World War III. Something like that. Yeah, I mean, we'll make it shorter. But thank you very much, Darian.
Nigel is Kim Jong-un.
Yes. Yes.
And Evelyn is America. Who's
the brave leader, Kim Jong-un.
Who's trying to stop it. It's very true. I mean, that is, I guess that's our dynamic. And it's fun. I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's
so much substance. They bring to the table, you know?
We?
Yeah.
As a pair?
Yeah. We bring a lot of substance. Evelyn's all about substance these days. Where's the substance, Nigel? Where's the substance? I'm like, chill. Just because we got attachment styles 7 episodes in a row, that's not substance either. Attachment styles for like 2 episodes, okay, good substance. But 7 apps in a row, can you find a new psychology term?
So Nigel sent me a link to an article. And he was like, this is podcast inspiration.
Yeah.
And it was a link about a podcast who got bought up by Spotify for like
$60 million.
And then I read the article and then it says the podcast is about her own mental health journey and how she shares it with her listeners. And she's she's created this community and blah, blah, blah. And I just took that part and screenshotted it and sent it back to Nigel. And I was like, what?
Listen, that is her PR speak. If you actually listen to her podcast, it's like how many dicks they suck that weekend. That kind of shit. So I'm happy to put that on our podcast description. Mental health and nice things. But if you bring the how many dicks I suck, the trashiness. Please bring please bring some trashiness to the pod. It's relatable.
I feel like I do. I bring trashiness. I bring like... I talked about looking at myself in the mirror, blah, blah, blah. I think it's not relatable to you, but it's relatable to a few of our listeners.
Okay.
To women.
A few, yeah, sure.
To women. I don't think.
No.
How it's many good. Dicks did you suck this weekend?
So many. We can talk about that. But yeah. I also feel like if I talk about sex too much, it becomes repetitive. So I'm trying to refrain. So don't it ask does, me those questions. Yeah. But we don't have to go there because it's repetitive. I'm thinking about our listeners. They don't want to hear that. They know I get laid.
I think you know? It's most because
they go to the pussy. They go to the pussy psychic, and then I'm like, pussy psychic. When am I gonna, get to have sex next? In the next 5 minutes, you know, that's my prognosis.
You just described a sexual assault. Again, Nigel. Again.
No. How is that a sexual assault?
No. But it is, I mean, it's. I think it's just the way you talk about it, because you're just like, there's not the emotional part of it, which is what I
have. Because there isn't the emotional part of it.
I'm terrified. Yeah, exactly. So get to the emotional part. That's the fun part when you talk about these things. Not like, oh, and then I did this move, and then I did this, and then I looked at myself in the mirror.
Yeah, not everybody wants the emotional part. Don't be so prescriptive.
Okay.
Some people just want to pump and dump, you know?
Pump and dump.
Yeah. Some people just need to just have a release.
I actually had a line for yesterday's mock, okay. Which was, I was like, I checked with them beforehand. I was like, is this too rude? So one of the scenes we want to see is things you don't want to hear on a first date. And my answer was, describe myself in 3 words. I'm sweet, I'm delicate, and I'm a cum dump. And they were like, yeah, that's a bit too rude. I was like, okay.
But you're also not a cum dump.
I know,
you know?
I'm not.
Yeah.
But my facade.
It's funny.
But I think
I like cum dumps. They're the best. You know?
It's just gross when you say it. It's funny when I say it. It's kind of sweet and kind of silly when you say it. It's just gross.
Yeah, cum dump. I only see women who have cum dumps, bro. You know?
Oh my god.
Well, that was the point of existing as a woman, is to be a cum dump, right? That's why women exist. That's women's purpose. Sole purpose in life is to bear children and be cum dumps.
I mean, just because you put on that voice, it doesn't make it worse.
Put it that voice for people to know it's not me. It's not an opinion I hold.
Oh my god.
You
want to
be a cum dump tonight, honey? Yeah.
Ew.
Open up now. Open
Stop!
Up now. Here comes the cum dump. Here comes the cum.
The cum dump's pulling up.
Yeah. I'm reversing. Beep, 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 beep. It's getting closer.
Have you put out your cum?
Yeah.
If you haven't put it outside, they're not going to take it.
It's Tuesday. It's cum dump day. The people are going to come collect the cum. And it's you, honey.
It's organic and recyclable.
Yes. Don't try to dodge. Oh, keep your eyes open. What are you doing?
Oh, stop it now. Stop it. Too far.
That is the line. Keeping the eyes open while being cum dumped.
See, this is why I don't trust me.
You don't trust what? Don't,
you know what? The thing is, I realize, like, men, because I'm on the apps now, and I'm like, I don't know who I can trust. They look nice on the photos, but I can't trust. Like, I realize I'm at the age where I'm at such a high risk of getting catfished. Such a high risk. And several people that I've matched with, after they write me, I'm like, oh, this is a catfish.
How do you know? How do you know?
Because, okay, mostly, I don't know if anybody else on Tinder has experienced this. Let me know if you have. But it's the Asian dudes.
In what way are they catfishing?
So some of them, it's like, they have these really photoshopped, really pretty.
Yeah, we have
photos,
a lot of filters. Yeah.
A lot of filters. And then
I don't use them, by the way, ladies. So if you ever see my dating profile in the wild, it's all organic. You can be my cum dump any night.
We're not going to title this episode the cum dump.
No, let's title it. You can be daddy's cum dump. You can be Nigel's cum dump. No, you can't put cum in a YouTube title that gets demonetized. So you can put a C-O-M-E and dump. Two words.
Calm dump?
Calm.
Calm? Oh, calm.
C-O-M-E, yeah. Calm dump. Be Daddy Nigel's calm dump.
Is that a title that's going to increase the listenership of the podcast?
Probably. You just saw this podcast that got sold for $60 million. It's called Call Me Daddy.
Yeah, Call Me Daddy.
So I wonder what draws people. And they get millions of listens every episode. And they interview like porn stars.
Oh.
So there is a big niche there. There's a big market there. So, yeah. If you want to be daddy's cum dump, please slide into my DMs. I'll treat you with the respect a cum dump deserves to be treated with.
Stop. Oh my gosh.
So right. You're saying you want to be a cum dump? But people keep catfishing you? What?
I'll be a cum dump for that very special someone. Yes.
The moment I laid my eyes on him, I just wanted him to come on my face. I just wanted to be his cum dump until we grow old together. No, I'll be his cum dump now when he's young. I mean, he's like 75.
Like wedding vows?
Yeah.
Like, I promise to be your cum dump.
Through health and through sickness.
You can always come on my face.
Yes. You may come on the bright now.
Okay, just wait. I'm really close. Stop looking at me! Oh my god. But yes, I mean,
maybe the pussy psychic would get it wrong. They'd be like, your vagina will never be in use ever again. But she hasn't finished. But your face will see a lot of action. I sense a disturbance. The face, you better moisturize now because it's going to be an onslaught. An onslaught of semen is going to rain on your face.
In that case, she doesn't need to moisturize.
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't that the old myth?
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And definitely a myth that a man made up.
No, maybe it's true. Have scientists done studies on these? You know, snail mucin, snail mucus is a thing in Korean skincare.
It is, yeah.
So why not human male semen?
Is that the equivalent of the snail mucus?
Maybe the same texture, you know? All right, too gross. What were you saying about, what were we talking about? I forget.
I'm in the prime age of being catfished. And I can feel it. I think something's changing with my eyes. Because it's
What do you mean something's changing with your eyes? You always had a lazy eye, you know?
It's not. I do, yeah. I've always had a lazy eye. But, I mean, it's just something. So it's often, like, Asian men. Mm-hmm. At least the photos are of Asian men. And then it's, like, you match, and then they write first. And I'm, like, okay, weird. And then they're, like, yeah, I'm in London. And then I see on their profile, they're, like, 3,000 kilometers away. And I'm like, are you sure you're in London?
They're using a VPN, that's why.
To be 3,000 away?
Yeah.
Or do you mean to be in London?
No, to be 3,000 miles away. Maybe they want to watch, like, you know, Chinese Netflix.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm just guessing. Maybe they want to, you know, watch the programs that they used to watch when they were back in China.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's just random Asians, either Chinese, Korean, Malaysian, whatever.
Okay.
And it's like, some of them, and I'm like, this is so interesting. Like, what? So I continued the chatting with one, and he was like, yeah, I'm moving to London soon from Canada, blah 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 blah. And I'm like, okay. And then he was like, you want to go on WhatsApp instead of Tinder? And I'm like, nah, I don't want to. And then he was like, okay, cool. But then, because you remember, we went to dinner with that friend, and he was like, yeah, my older female friend has been catfished several times, and she's gotten to that stage where, like, they either ask for money or they ask for, like, they propose to her or something. Like, and I'm like, so it is something with women after a certain age where it's like, is it that the desperation takes over, or is it that the lonely, like, the thing is, like, something happens where, like, our guards are just dropped. And it's like, what? And we're so susceptible to catfishing.
Yeah.
Like, what is it?
Because you've lost your bargaining power. Youth. Sad reality.
But then, you know? It's like, but just look at, So if you're, you know, a woman who's like 50 plus or something, and then this like, what, you think the swimsuit model is actually interested? Like, what the fuck is going, like, you know it's not true, right? You know it's not true.
Well, maybe the 50-year-old woman could be rich, you know?
Well, obviously, the 50-year-old women are from a Western country. That's the thing.
Ah.
And obviously, you know, if they have money, they want the money.
To be fair, if I see on Tinder someone, a woman, 60-year-old woman, but she has a will as one of her photos, I would swipe right. If she has a will there, like 70-year-olds, I'm like, okay, let's zoom in on the will. Let's see what assets she owns.
But then that woman is self-aware enough to be like, okay,
yeah,
I have money. Come be my sugar baby.
Yeah,
but that's it what is I'll that do. Thing. But I feel like I feel like my guards are getting down a bit.
Well, you are just very trusting. It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing.
Maybe.
And you know, it's easy to weed them out, right? You swipe and then you message back and forth a few times, and it's easy to see if they're a catfish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, or you ask them to share Instagram with you or share more photos or video. A video is always good because then you can actually see their face move, and it's harder to put filters on a video.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And the thing is, like, but you know, on Tinder, you just swipe. You don't really care. You just swipe. And so it's all of a sudden, but the only people who reply are the catfishes.
That's good. That means they think you are successful enough to be catfish, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, oh my God.
Listen, that means, or maybe they're genuine. Maybe they're real. Like, maybe they're actual good looking, you know, people who like you. Why do you have such low self-esteem?
I don't have low self-esteem. I just have reality. I just, because especially if it's Asian men, I know I'm not of that. I'm not of the
don't generalize.
Beauty ideal.
What do you
Asian
think
men
Asian men
for?
Like?
Tiny Asian women.
I mean, fair, yes. Well, yes. But we...
Am I wrong?
We don't all like the same thing. Just because I like tiny Asian women that I feel I can break doesn't mean we all like the same thing.
I think the Asian women out there who are listening to this agree with me.
Listen,
we know this. We all know this truth.
I like tiny white women too, you know, so don't discriminate. Or tiny black women.
So the common denominator there, tiny.
Like tiny... tiny is a big, well, I don't really care, to be honest.
What do you mean?
I have a slight preference for tiny, but if I get along with someone, then, you know, I don't think that really matters that much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True.
So you should have a bit more confidence. Maybe they like the podcast and they like your personality on it and they're like, ooh, I like this person.
No, I hate that. I hate it because the thing is, I am a plus size girl. I but I live in this world where it's designed to make me feel worthless because of the way I look. And when I point that out, people then blame me for having low self-esteem for pointing it out when I'm actually pointing out a truth.
That is true.
So, no, I'm not accepting that.
Listen, I think you're pointing out a truth that Asian men do prefer tiny women. But to say they're all catfishing, come on, that may be a little self-esteem then. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, not low self-esteem.
Okay.
It's just the ones that I've interacted with.
Yeah.
Because, and also, of course, I've interacted with Asian men who are real people. But I'm just, you know, for the comedy's sake, I was talking about the catfish.
Okay.
But the thing is, it doesn't mean that I have low self-esteem because I know that I'm worthy.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, as soon as somebody who is plus size points out something that is a truth, then they just get blamed again for having low self-esteem. So it's like a blame on the person who's actually suffering the consequences of just society's kind of bleh.
Nobody's shaming you for not having confidence. It's just something people say, man.
I think people should stop.
This holding space thing is a terrible way for conversation. Because any problem you have, if you hold space, okay, if I come at a problem, you know, sometimes I feel like, you know, what's the problem? Okay, say the being short thing.
Oh,
sometimes
yeah.
I feel like it's tough, you know, being a guy who's not 6 foot. And then if every conversation, they hold space, they're like, yeah, man, it sucks. Just society's built this way. Where can it go? Society's built this way. Where can you go next? The weather is great, huh? Or you can change the topic, go over the weather, or you can get more depressing. Yeah. Yeah, I just hate how superficial society has been. And why can't there ever be, you know, why can't people see who I really am? every conversation is going to be so fucking depressing if you hold space.
Oh my God.
You think it's a good thing, but you don't think the two steps after you hold space, where the conversation's going.
You know what? You know what, Nigel?
What?
This reminds me of a thing called midwit, which is, so basically, apparently really, really dumb people and really, really smart people agree. They like both extremes like the same things. If you look at intelligence as a bell curve.
Okay. Wow. So, okay.
If you look
technical
at
terms.
I'm not dumb.
Okay.
I went to university.
It is a technical term, bell curve.
Yeah.
Come on.
I went to university.
See, you're reading too much into it again. I just said technical term. Am I implying anything? Am I implying surprise at Evelyn using a technical term?
Well,
no.
I mean, you're... Wow.
That's just a trap.
Technical
term. To see if you would like read into it too much.
Yeah,
which you did.
Yeah,
you fell for it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I fell for it. Yeah.
That's just my accent. Technical term, you know?
Every time I hear Nigel's voice go like that, I know he's up to something.
What am I up to?
But, okay, so bell curve.
Yes.
So if you look at intelligence as a bell curve, you have like really kind of low intelligent people here, really high intelligent people here. And then everybody else is in the middle in the bell curve. And apparently the low intelligent and high intelligent people like the same things. And everybody in the middle that don't know what they like.
Where did you like get this again? What article is it this time?
It's my friend Sunil Patel who told me this. But he sent me an article.
Very credible source, Sunil Patel.
It is. He does read a lot.
He is your Reuters, you know.
He's what?
Your Reuters.
Yeah.
Trying to make a joke there, sorry.
Yeah, he says
it doesn't work on people who don't read. So
Kidding. That time it was your accent, Nigel. That time it was your accent.
Okay.
Reuters.
Reuters.
And then everybody in the middle don't know what they like because they're the ones who like overthink things and they're the ones who like question everything and like question if liking this thing means that it means something about them and blah, 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 blah. And so people in the middle, usually it's like their IQ is between 105 and 120 and they are called midwit. And when I heard this, I was like, oh my God, Nigel's really intelligent and I'm a midwit.
I don't think it's very flattering, Evelyn. But I think most people are midwits. I would include myself in a midwit. What's the characteristics of? Why do you think I'm not a midwit?
Because you don't tend to overanalyze things. You analyze things, but you don't overanalyze things. And you're very rational. You look at data and you conclude, you go A plus B is C. Okay, nothing more to think about. And also, you like K-pop.
Okay.
You want to get your teeth straight.
Yeah, a lot of people, regardless of IQ, like those two things, straight teeth and K-pop.
Yeah, but okay. You're very, the thing is, like, you're like, yeah, A plus B equals C, so why not just do that? You don't overthink things. And I am typical midwit where I'm like, where's substance? Where's like, why is this? I feel this way. Oh no, I feel this way. I can't do this.
I think you just have too much time on your hands.
Yeah.
It's not being smart. It's called being busy. Like, all right, A plus B equals C. Done. Next thing. You know?
I don't think
I Pick up a few hobbies. You know, force yourself to, I don't know, read a book for an hour each day so you don't have time to think.
I mean, I do read.
Okay. Or other things like surfing or clay making or something, sculpting.
I'm not going to be a clay making person.
What? What do you have against that? What do you have against that?
And that's
some
like,
people are so lonely, that's their only friend. That spinning thing.
Exactly. That's like in 2 years. If I still don't have anybody in 2 years, that's going to happen.
This is my friend, Derek.
No, Derek was my driver.
Oh, yeah. No, this is in homage to my driver, Derek.
Oh, come on.
It's a Jamaican vase that I'm crafting.
I thought you were going to say it's a penis.
You can craft a penis too, but I don't know if ceramic penises are any good.
Yeah, I don't think so. They're probably
the texture is probably a bit weird.
Yeah, the texture is not good.
A bit cold and yeah. You know, you don't want any ceramics in there. What if it breaks? Oh, God. You don't want some china in your pussy, you know? I can sense a foreign substance entering you.
Oh. From that.
A foreign substance you crafted yourself. You named it Derek.
Speaking of getting in bed with China.
Yeah, it's paid off now, people. It's paid off. Woo woo.
But getting back to midwit.
Okay. Midwits.
But okay, so one is like usually it's like people who are really intelligent is like, okay, instead of like going to therapy, finding out your childhood, it's like just go out and do things that you're afraid of doing.
That's what usually people do, right? No? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I try that.
But the thing is like
that's why, you know, I'm really scared of threesomes. That's why I want to try it. But maybe I'm scared of threesomes. You know? Maybe I'm scared of anal. And I'm trying to expose myself to it.
Yeah. I bet you can find somebody who would pay.
Maybe I'm scared of women sitting on my face. That's why I want people to do it all the time.
Oh my God. Anyways, I'm trying to say you're super, super smart. I am a midwit. But the trade-off might be that you don't consider emotions as much.
Yeah, that's not a trade-off. I view that as a plus. I save so much time. You know, you will have to go through a divorce eventually. But you save so much time to be by yourself and think about stuff. Who needs emotions? All you need is nice things. Get a pet, okay?
A pet.
Yeah.
What's your pet?
I'll probably get a dog soon, you know?
Are you serious?
I want to, yeah. I like dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm going to be an aunt.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a dog aunt.
Well, it's very flattering, to be honest, but I don't think I'm that smart either, you know? I get by. I think I work hard and compensate for the, you know, 120 IQ. I think I'm around there.
Do you?
Yeah, probably.
We should take IQ tests.
Rise to meet your IQ test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can you take an IQ test?
There must be some stuff you can do online, right?
Yeah, but they're never free or anything. You have to sign up.
Just pay for it.
Letters and stuff.
It's 10 quid.
Is it?
It's not going to be that expensive, you know?
If anybody who knows how to get an IQ test done in London, contact us and we will come and do an IQ test.
Yeah. I also don't really think the midwit thing is a phenomenon. I think Sunil's just read an article somewhere and just quoted it to you.
I think you can never have, you kind of go through life. It's good to never be solidly stood somewhere.
Yeah, it changes with time.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't engage the opposing viewpoints.
Yeah, you definitely need to engage the opposing.
Ben Shapiro makes a lot of logical fallacies in his arguments too.
Oh yeah.
Which you have to, like, you know, I see it and I'm like, okay. I get your point. Some of them are salient, some of them are not. You know? I think gun control is a good place to start. If you want to go that route.
Yeah.
The pro and the anti-gun people, you're not going to go into it, but you know, there are certain good points. Mm-hmm. You know, I want a gun, but only Asian people. That's why we discussed, right? That's how you stop the hate crimes. A good Asian with a gun, right? You know what stops bad? The hate crime people with a gun, a good Asians with guns.
I mean, if we talk about conspiracy theories, I mean, there's so many on the vaccine now. Have you seen people think that the vaccine, like, makes you magnetic?
Yeah, I saw. I saw that.
The lady with the key was like, any questions? Like, she kept putting a key on herself and it kept falling off. And she's like, it's magnetic. Any questions?
I didn't see that one. But I love how you are describing it. That attitude.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Yeah.
And she's putting keys on her.
So she, because it's a lady, and she's in Congress. And she's like, she's doing a speech to Congress.
Who says any questions in Congress?
Yeah.
Any questions?
It's a video. And she stands there and she's like, explain to me why this happens to me. And first she puts the key on her here.
Did it actually stay?
It actually stays. But because, you know, here, if you put a key here, it'll stay. And then she takes it off and she's like putting it here and it keeps falling off. It keeps falling off. And then she's like, any questions?
I haven't seen any of that, but that's really
funny. It's so funny.
The way I'm describing it.
Just like people believe the vaccine, like if the vaccine makes
yeah.
you magnetic.
Well, I just got the vaccine yesterday.
Did you?
So my left arm's a bit sore, you know, and that's why I can't hit the gym. No, stop it. Stop the assault, please.
Don't touch that. What's your Chinese name?
Huang Jingyu.
Don't touch Yu. Do they call you Yu?
No, nobody calls me that.
Huang Jingyu.
Yeah.
Jingyu,
yeah.
Jingyu.
Yeah. Jingyu. Cute, right? Yeah. But I got a vaccine. My left arm's a bit sore. I got a Pfizer. And then in Malaysia, we're getting the vaccine now too. My sister signed up for it. I think my mom has it already. Uh-huh. My dad, I think he's gotten taken away by the conspiracy gang, man. Yeah. He initially wanted to get, he was assigned AstraZeneca, and he was like, no, I want the Chinese ones, Sinovac, which is fine. It's just good too, you know?
It's the same, I think.
Yeah, it's probably, they all work.
Yeah, but the AstraZeneca can't trade over, or it's like the same as Pfizer or something.
Oh, yeah, I don't know the details. By the way, they call the new variants now like the Delta variant.
Yeah, I know.
Like, thank you. Why do it now? Could you have done it like a year ago?
Yeah.
Instead of Kung Flu?
Well, the thing is,
could it be Delta variant?
But I realized this is the first time China is the original of something.
What do you mean?
Like, we were the originators of the virus, and now so many different variants. Yeah. It's like, hey, excuse me.
Stop copying us.
Yeah, stop copying.
You hypocrites.
Stop copying, please. Yeah. But, cultural appropriation much?
When they got to the Indian variant, there's no, Delta variant. Yeah. Like, wow, thanks for protecting them.
The UK variant.
Yeah, the UK variant. Oh, nobody cares.
Yeah,
people
cares.
Still like British people, you know? Yeah. There's no UK hate
I don't
crime.
I understand why.
Yeah. Suddenly Delta variant, a bit late.
Yeah.
Could you not have called the first one the Alpha variant?
Yeah,
the Alpha virus? Instead of the Chinese flu?
Kung flu. Ching Chong flu.
To be honest, Kung flu was pretty funny. I laughed at that. If only the world, if the world's a better place and people don't, there are no hate crimes and no racism, then I think Kung flu could fly. It's pretty funny. But I get it. You can't say certain things, just put the wrong ideas in people's heads. And I think violence across the world has just been rising up, percentage-wise. So, like, hate crimes have risen, yes, but violence all across the board has risen anyway.
Yeah.
So, what I said last week about the world being the best it's been, I'll revise that. 3 years ago.
Oh, you revised it.
Yeah, I said 3 years ago, the world was the best it's ever been. 3 years ago.
During Obama.
Is it?
I don't think...
No, it's Trump. That's Trump.
It's Trump. I don't think 3 years ago. We have to go further. No. Five.
Listen, let's not get all political here, but Obama did a lot of human rights violations
too.
Yes,
he did. Okay. He did.
So let's not get political. But 3 years ago, GDP, child mortality, like life expectancy, all-time high, So I objectively, and now we are a little worse. But listen, think about this. We had to talk about this last week, that I thought the world has been the best it's ever been, right? And you don't think so. And I think there's a lot of stuff you can work on. But think about it this way. 100 years ago, if I were in the Western world, I could even marry a white person. And now I'm divorced to one. How good is the world now? How good is the world? You tell me.
You got to keep your money.
Yeah.
But she took the Le Creuset.
That's more that she was a good person.
Yeah.
But how good is the world now? You tell me. No real world working. You'd be on the railroads 100 years ago.
No, I'd be dead because I'm a girl.
No.
No. Was that a thing 100 years ago? No, my feet would be bound. Was that a thing 100 years ago?
I think so. I think your feet would be bound. If you want to be pretty... You want to be pretty.
I mean, of course I want to be pretty.
Really?
You know, my great-grandmother had bound feet.
Oh, was she pretty? Sometimes it's nice to have bound feet because sometimes my feet are too wide, I wish I had a little bit of a bound feet,
foot.
Because I can fit into more shoes, I couldn't wear Stan Smith's because my feet are too wide. So sometimes I wish, can you just bind my feet for like a week? So just break the bones a little bit, soften them up, make them pliable.
Oh my God.
Then I can fit into Stan Smith's.
My mom was telling me, like, she would, when she was a kid, she would see her grandmother's feet and she was like, yeah, the toes were like under her what's it called? I don't know what
her
that's
foot?
Called. Her foot. So like her feet were like that, ooh. Because they do it so that it's like so that they're like pointy like that. So they fold your toes under your feet and then they break it so that it's like they do this and then fold that in. like that. So okay, she was like, yeah, much. I used that's to look much. At the toes under. And she was like, it was so fascinating. Like, as a kid, you know, you don't know, understand.
See? Life has been so much better.
Yeah, that's true. Now, my feet are huge.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes you're like, oh, we just need a little bit. Just a little bit, you know?
To bind them.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, gosh.
But, and I just think we should, my point from last week is, I just think we should be happy with how far we've come.
Yeah.
You know, there's always going to be problems. But let me finish my dad vaccine story.
I want to know.
So he wanted the Chinese one. And but then I think he shared a news article in our WhatsApp groups.
Oh, my God.
Saying that, the scientists found a cure to this new drug. You know, which is, you know, I did my research, looked at the sources. It's been debunked. You know, there are no science studies for it. And social media channels that promote this are all getting banned and removed. Well, that in it by itself is not a good gauge on whether something is a truth or not. So you have to do your own independent research, which I've done. But it's tough. Like, what do you say to him? He's not going to change his mind, you know? And all Asian people don't like science. Don't, you know, they hate science. They listen to what their relatives say. Yeah. And their relatives don't listen to science either. No. So it's like, I'm fucked.
They only listen to, like, hot water. Yeah. Everything's cured with hot water.
Yes, like hot water, yeet hay, you know, the heatiness. You have a lot of hotness in you. And that's the cause of all your ailments.
Problems. Yeah.
Everything's caused by Chinese one thing medicine. Or two things.
Yeah.
It's too your body's too cold. Your body's too hot.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. That's what causes COVID, you know. But I don't know. And he's old. He's born in 49.
Really?
So he's like 72 now.
He's older than my parents.
Yeah, because my dad had me when I was really old.
Oh.
My mom was really old. That long story, but my mom thought she was couldn't conceive at all because she was 10 years married before she had me. I was a miracle child.
You were a miracle baby.
Yeah. After they had me, they had my brother and my sister. So, you know.
You made way.
Like, yes. I am the Moses. I parted my mom's vagina, you know. I'm
this
the Moses.
This explains so much about your ego.
What?
I'm my mom's miracle baby, actually.
Yeah.
That explains why she loves you so much.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
My mom did her best. I think she did great.
Yeah.
Did all the good things, you know. She sent me to, like, classes, music classes, and taekwondo, and all that shit. And she didn't have a lot of money. She still sent me to all these things, you know? Uh-huh. So she did great. And I grew up very well adjusted.
Yeah.
Very mentally healthy, you know? And I see someone like you, I'm like, oh, thank fuck. Thank you, mom.
Oh, come on. My mom did her best, too.
Evelyn makes me appreciate my mom more.
Oh, you know? Come on. Nigel makes me appreciate my mom more.
What? Ooh, I like people because they're broken and broken is beautiful. Versus me.
If
I like
dealt with it.
You know what's beautiful? Nice tits, nice ass, nice face. That's all I look for, baby.
Actually, you do have your pick there of Team Nigel, Team Evelyn. It's like, it's that clear.
You need a mixture of both, I think.
I was talking to someone and they were like, yeah, you and Nigel would never. I'm like, no.
No.
And I was like, for me and Nigel to get together, like, one of us would have to fundamentally change who we are as a human being at the core.
I think I need to be like, get caught in the fire and lose all my limbs and get some humility and be like, oh, I see where you're coming from now, Evelyn. The world is so cruel.
Is that the only way you would get humility?
The world is cruel to limbless people. I'm just a stump. People call me a stump, Evelyn.
And then by that point,
they stump shame me. They shame me, my stump.
By that point, I would have turned into you and I'm like, ew.
Yeah. Clean your stump, you dick. Ew.
Ew, go away.
Set up the camera, Stumpy. Set up the camera.
With your mouth.
I can't, Evelyn. This prosthetic is not versatile enough.
Why is it that you have to go sue something so horrible to become humble?
I'm trying to relate to you.
So my life is like being a stumpless
I mean,
person.
You make it sound like that, yes. Every week is you complaining how bad the world is to your people. Every week. So in order for me to relate to you, I need to be cast down multiple layers of the caste system. And then I'll be like, oh, everyone was right.
And for me, it would be to get into a car accident where it hurt the part of my brain that has feelings. And then be like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
What? 1 + 1 = 2. Yeah. What are you talking about? I have no feeling.
Show me a chart. Show me a chart.
Show me a chart. Bell curve. Yes, aesthetically, you are very pleasing.
Yes. Be my cum dumpster.
That's why. So you have to burn all of your limbs off. I have to get in a horrible car accident. And then we would maybe match each other.
So we have that to look forward to, listeners.
Knock on wood, it doesn't happen.
No, I hope we both live long lives.
Long and prosperous lives.
Yes. And I'll see you next week. We will do the psychic. We should do these characters on one of the Patreon exclusives. You know, like short little sketches, you know?
Yeah, let's do short sketches.
Because we are too busy to get around actually filming them. So we can actually just sort of riff. So our Patreon exclusive episode for July will be like, you know, the characters become pussy vegan psychic. Slave owner, pussy psychic.
Slave owner is finally coming out.
Yeah. Psychologist.
Bro psychologist.
The far right estate agent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Auntie Helen.
You can do Auntie Helen, yeah. And Uncle Roger, of course. But I do Uncle Roger all the time, so we don't have to do that. You can do a bit of Auntie Helen and Zio Ruggiero.
Have you filmed the video yet?
Not yet. I filmed the Carbonara video. I have a master plan in my head.
Okay.
It's coming, people.
Okay.
It's coming. Okay. So we need to find new ways to grow. As always, thank you for listening. Sign up to our Patreon. Leave us a nice rating and review on Apple Podcasts if you're on audio. Bye, dimwits. Oh, bitwits. Midwits, sorry.
1 massive thanks to all of our patrons who make this podcast possible. And we want to shout out our patrons at the Rice Emperor tier and above. Adrian Teo, Alfredo Lopez Ramirez, Alvin Ko, Alice Gua, Amy Wong, Angela Din, Anna Chan, Asian Rights Matter, Asian Snacks, Aisha Shaheen, Ben Jen, Black Widow EE, Candy, Charlene K, Chayi, Edith Wu, Chinese Hemp, Chris Zaykit Wong, Christina Marie Van Norman, Christy Lincoln, Silla Siote, D-Team Emergency Response Team Wimbledon, Dingus, Donia K, Doug Wheaton, Elizabeth Hay, Ella Woof, Evan Lagathe, Grace Rotz H, Hung Black, Iris Holland, Isha Koo, Jackie, Jared, Jason Lee, Jeff Cho, Jeffrey Watson, Jenny Chan, Jessica Cheatham, Jin Cheng Gu, Gina Kim, Johanna, Joppa So, Judy Lai Norling, Carrie, Kevin Meng, Krishna, Kylie, Lam Tin Luk, Byung Leslie, Jason Lee, Lizzie Xia, Loi Hu Dick, Lori Hunt, Mariana Bernardi, Megalosaurus 16, Megan McGurney, Melissa Pham, Moriah Bell, Munchiu, Natalie Lay, Nathan Konopka, Philip Idistrom, Rachel Duffy, Robin Wong, Sakura Iwagami, Sarah Lee, Sarah To, Sharon Guivsin, Shelly Chow, Sydney Mankowski, Sifu Liu, Simi Leung, Teresa Ko, Trisha R. Pace, Valerie Gorospi, Vera, Vic Rant, and James Aurora, Vivian Kaler, Wei Sung, White Boy Dave, Whitney Romberg, Chi Zhou Zhang, Liu Ye. Thank you so much for your support.